Congress strikes a deal to ban a Fed CBDC through 2030 and housing bill U.S. House, and Senate negotiators have reached a bipartisan agreement on the 21st Century Road to Housing Act. And the deal carries a provision that has little to do with housing, a ban on a Federal Reserve digital dollar. CoinDesk reported the agreement on June 16, 2026, and the bloc confirmed the reconciled text bars the Fed from issuing a central bank digital currency through December 31, 2030. The timing lands in a soft market. Bitcoin trades at $64,842 as of June 17, 2026, down 2.5% on the day, with the crypto fear and greed index sitting at 23, firmly in fear. Policy news like this rarely moves spot prices on its own, but it shapes the rules that stablecoin issuers and crypto businesses will operate under for years. A CBDC prohibition written into an unrelated bill. The core provision bars the Fed from issuing a central bank digital currency or any digital asset substantially similar to one through the end of 2030. It sits in Section 1, Zone 1 of a package otherwise focused on housing supply, restrictions on institutional investors buying up single-family homes, streamlined construction permitting, and updates to federal housing assistance programs. Attaching a digital currency measure to a housing bill is a common way to move a contested idea on the back of broader must-pass legislation. A standalone CBDC ban has stalled in past sessions. Folded into a housing package with wide support, it travels further. The prohibition is a pause, not a permanent bar. The text sunsets at the close of 2030, after which a future Congress would decide whether to extend, lift, or replace it. Some House members pushed earlier this year to make the ban permanent, but the version that came out of negotiation keeps the 2030 cutoff. Margins that signal real bipartisan weight. The vote counts are the part that should make readers pause. The Senate passed its version 89-10 on March 12, 2026. The House cleared its own version 396-13 on May 20th. Numbers like that are rare on anything touching crypto, where most bills split along party lines and stall. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Tim Scott and Ranking Member Elizabeth Warren co-sponsored the legislation, an unusual pairing given how far apart the two sit on most digital asset questions. Warren has spent years warning about crypto risk, yet a government-run digital dollar drew enough skepticism across both parties to clear those margins. The opposition to a CBDC has centered on surveillance and financial privacy. The concern that a Fed-issued digital dollar could let the government see and potentially restrict individual transactions. That argument has found support well beyond the usual crypto constituency, which helps explain the lopsided tallies. Stablecoin issuers are the clearest winners. A delayed government digital dollar removes a potential competitor for private dollar tokens. Issuers like Circle and Tether run stablecoin products that already serve much of the demand a retail CBDC might have targeted, instant dollar-denominated programmable money. Pushing any state-run alternative out to at least 2031 gives those issuers a longer, clear runway. That matters for the spending side of crypto, too. A large share of crypto cards settle in stablecoins behind the scenes, converting USDC or USDT to fiat at the point of sale. The dollar rails those cards depend on stay in private hands for now, rather than competing with a Fed-operated network. The decision also leaves the dollar's digital future to private issuers and the banking system rather than the central bank, a path that fits the current administration's stated preference for permissive private markets over government-issued digital money. For users who value spending from their own wallet, a world without a programmable state dollar is the status quo they already operate in. Steps still standing between the deal and law. The agreement is not a signed law. The reconciled bill, with House amendments added during negotiation, returns to the House for a final vote when lawmakers reconvene on June 23, 2026. If the House approves the revised text, it goes to the President for signature. That is a real but narrow gap. Given the 396-13 margin the House posted in May and the broad backing the package carries, a reversal on the floor would be a surprise. Still, the CBDC clause becomes binding only once the full bill is enacted, so the 2030 cutoff is not yet locked in. For U.S. crypto users, the practical change is small in the near term, since the Fed had no live retail digital dollar to begin with. The longer-term signal is larger. Congress is moving to fence off the public option in digital money for the rest of the decade. Readers tracking U.S. policy should watch the June 23rd House vote for the final word.